Exodus chapter 4. Apparently, Moses was not very convinced by God's proposal to return to Egypt to liberate his people. God does not provide him with sophisticated equipment or weapons to carry out a mega rescue. With a simple rod, he would demonstrate the power of God. Like a child, Moses' presence, his arguments, excuses. The 40 years in the desert had made a dent in the self-image of Moses, who was once powerful in words and deeds, now feels diminished and slow to talk. God provides him with a partner. His elder brother, Aaron, would receive instructions from Moses and become his press secretary. Fast forward to Ecclesiastes 4:9. Better are two than one, and Luke 10:1, where we see that Jesus sends his disciples in groups of two. It is always encouraging to have a partner. One encourages the other, and together they encourage the people. They listen, believe, and worship. The chapter ends on a high note. If we listen and believe as the people did, we will also worship and end this day with a high note. To get the full value of joy, you must have someone to divide it with.